part, you were saying the school was the center of all these social activities.
Each community.
Each community.
And I think when the big division was made, that ended.
I was just going to say, there was something lost when the school divisions were formed and the students were bused in. The communities almost died out, didn't they?
That's right. That's right.
There was no more individual communities.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You take every little community, had their picnics and everything.
Social functions, their box socials and their dances. Mm-hmm. And that ended with the closing of the school. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I think after a while, didn't they sort of start reviving, coming back again?
Well, in
but never to the same degree.
Not to the small. It's a larger area that go together now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you think so?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, there's a school every, 6-8 miles apart at one time, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But go ahead and comment more if you want about how people have changed.
Well,
or what you think you notice.
Well, I think TV's had a lot to do with making them change. And roads, they've changed because you can get in a car, like he said, they'll go miles for breakfast now.
Yeah.
Their interests are different, they can get away,
That's right, yeah.
And I used to see people come from Pine Creek with teams, and they'd stop there at that big barn I had, and they'd want water, they'd go down to Twat and water their horses, and they'd have lunches. Sometimes they'd come in and ask my wife if they could thaw them out.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a man and his wife and in a sleigh in winter.
Mm-hmm. Like you say, now they jump in the car and go to the Oilers hockey game.
Yeah, that's right. I was into the game, the first game they had there to
this year.
Exhibitions.
Was you?
Yeah, they told me on the. I had a ticket, you know. There'd be lots of room after the first period. You go down and sit in the red seats, and I've never seen a bigger crowd. And I've been to a few hockey games there. It was good, you know what I mean, when they meant something. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a crowd like there was there.
That wasn't a league game either, just an exhibition game.
Just an exhibition game with Montreal Canadiens.
Mm-hmm. Mind you,
and that place was packed.
Montreal always draws
always
a big crowd.
Always draws, always draws a crowd.
I go to those games and I cheer for Montreal.
I must say, I was excited when I saw Guy Lafleur the first time, but anyway, let's go ahead.
Well,
your question for me, please.
Well, the thing is,
changes in people.
That the government has taken over so much. I don't really think people are as much different, except that, as I used to be, except that, you know, if you're down and out or broke or something, people assume the government is going to look after you.
Well, that's true.
But if that was not the case, I don't think,
yes,
you know...
you're probably right.
I've always thought that you had an awful lot more friends than you really knew. I know about 10 years ago, we had a fire in our house. And there was quite a lot of damage to the upstairs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And by gosh, by 6 o'clock, I think about 8 people had phoned us up and asked if we would like to stay there until.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I say.
We could move
back. Yeah, when there's something like that, I still think people are good enough and kind enough help out. But generally, in their everyday life, they go about their business, and everybody's so busy.
Yeah.
And
I agree with you there, my observation. But if there is a cause of fire, they're right there.
They are there.
But just for...
daily, every day, sort of get together, they're not,
I think people are much greedier now.
Yes.
And I think they're a lot lazier now than they ever used to be.
They're lazy in a different way, though, Frank. I was at the school today, letting off some stuff, and I was shocked at how busy that place is. Now, I realize it's not a community school, but my goodness, cars, parents, meetings here and there, volleyball games, young people playing volleyball, everybody's involved in something. And I thought to myself, good heavens, does the family ever sit down all together anymore and have a meal, for example, supper, where they can just sit and relax and talk about what happened to them during the day rather than rushing in and out of the door, meeting each other, hello, goodbye,
yeah,
and that sort of thing.
You're sure right, because I visit most and the kids come, and there was no visit amongst themselves. There was this, there, and eat, and
yeah,
it's just go,
yeah,
go, go.
Go, go, go. They were getting ready to go places.
Yeah.
You know, the families even, everybody seems to be so caught up in being involved in everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no time for family closeness and for a family to do things together, I feel. Everybody's doing their own thing.
Their own little thing, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mom is curling and Dad's in the Lions and the kids are playing hockey and in the Scouts.
Yeah.
And everybody's going their own way.
Well, that's centralized to everything.
Everything's
to
centralized.
Yeah.
You think that centralization brought a lot of that on?
Oh, absolutely. In many ways.
Well, of course, another thing that brought it on was good roads.
Good roads, yeah.
Good roads and better vehicles and more money.
Yeah.
And more money.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, you know, in the early days we used to hook up a team and put straw in it, and we'd take like Wilsie's, and they have two young girls, Dorothy and Ellen, and they'd come over and we'd go to Dover and to Twatna, Christmas things.
Yes.
You don't see
concerts,
that.
Concerts, they were the most fun. I don't think anything was better.
With a team and a sleigh. And
yeah,
I don't think people ever had a better time. I remember as a child than at a concert.
Yeah.
That was just the nicest time. I was going to say, when you were talking about money and people being greedy, I guess one of the things, for example, I look at all the parents that are rushing around. I laugh because at school, kids won't remember their homework, but they will remember their hockey equipment.
Yeah.
Now, they go play hockey. I guess everybody wants to be a Gretzky, for example. You know, they've got all these heroes.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to do this and be that and be famous or rich and famous, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
People are really caught up in that, I feel.
Oh, yes, you're right there.
I don't know where it's all going to end.
You know, talking about kids and hockey, I used to take the two boys, but I had to go as a team. I couldn't get up them hills where I lived through the day place.
Yeah.
And we'd go down to Colton, I'd blanket the horses, and when they were through playing, and we'd go home and sleigh.
But you were with them.
I was with
them. You were with
them.
That's you see, you had to take them, and you stayed, and you watched.
That's right.
Parents will send their children out. They don't go
they
with
don't
them.
Go
they don't attend with them.
That's a big fault of people.
Right.
Yeah,
I remember one lady that works at school was telling me that she felt so badly for a young child one day. She took her children over there. She said, I always believe in taking my children. She took them for skating practice. But she said one little girl was crying. She couldn't even tie up her skate laces. But the mother was nowhere around.
Mm-hmm.
They sent them. They can't
they
be bothered. Either
them.
They don't have time or they can't be bothered. Or they have their own interests.
I've seen that many times over
right.
at our big rink because
that's
I
right.
walk over there.
You
an
were there
lot.
Lots. That's right. You've been there lots.
And I've seen just what you're and I've thought, gee, where's the
where's
parents?
The, where are the parents?
That's right.
So that's a big difference, Frank. People used to do things together. They don't do that anymore.
No.
There's no family togetherness.
Well, I suppose one of the things that's caused that is a big two-job families.
Yes,
that
has affected.
Has.
When Mama gets home, she's got an awful pile of work to do.
Well.
And she just hasn't got time to go out at night.
Yeah.
The.
Well, I know. Being a working mother for much of my life, I always tried to bake that cake for the guys, and I tried to do this, but you know, I'm sure there were things we even didn't do, and I think it's worse even 20 years later.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's sad, actually. You know that? I think it's sad.
Well, I might be a daydreamer, but I think that too.
And you know, I think we notice it at school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I really do. I think a lot of times your kids are so unsettled and unhappy and lost and have no goals in life. They're just lost. I don't know, I think kids who maybe even have grandparents around and if there's some contact there, I think it's better. But
one thing though, I don't know if it's good or bad, but when I was growing up, there is a difference between country people and town people.
That's a good point. You should elaborate on that.
Country people, for one thing, were broke. Their clothes were bad. Their,
yes.
You know.
And you could tell which was which just by looking at them.
You could tell who was who just by looking at them.
Now you cannot.
And there was also quite a lot of animosity between.
Oh, was there?
Oh, sure. The country people didn't like the town people.
Is that right?
And, you know, I guess just because of those things, they didn't have the clothes and they
yes.
didn't have the cars and that sort of thing.
Right.
And they didn't take part in any town activity.
That's another difference.
They
couldn't, of course, because they didn't have the roads, didn't have the vehicles.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't have the money.
And they didn't have the time. In those days, I suppose, they didn't have the machines to do a lot of their work. The women were busy washing clothes all day. They didn't have time
yeah.
to really... But they were home.
But
they
today,
were home when the kids got home from school.
Today that difference has completely disappeared.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember Frank Waller, Charlie?
Yeah.
Frank Waller organized the first farmer's bonspiel in this.
He did, eh?
Yes, sir. And I helped him organize it. And that was in the 40s. He brought in a bunch of... farmers, and I'll never forget. They got a little. They started out and they didn't know a damn thing about curling.
Mm-hmm.
And one was throwing a rock from one end this way, and the other one was throwing a rock from that. I was able to get in between the two of them and stop
them,
or he would have bust a couple of rocks, you know. But you know, in a few years, the farmers took it.
But you know, Frank, that's a good point you make, because I remember reading these old echoes. Where you're right, there was never any real contact between farm people except for the shopping part. And then at one point, I read somewhere that the town fathers decided and realized that their own success here and upkeep of the business was dependent on all these farm people in the farming area. And they thought that there has to be something done to bring those two together a little more. And probably that was one of the things.
Not really, no.
Oh,
it was strictly evolution.
I remember reading Frank in the Echo.
I know they talked
people,
about things, but it didn't do any good.
Where the town people were, the town council was really, they realized that they needed to have more to do with the
But that goes people. Back, you know, to 19, way, way, way back.
Too far back, I see.
Yeah, I'm talking about them kids, you know. My kids went to town school here. The middle girl, well, she started school here. Well, there was a, I'm not going to mention her name, but there was a girl going to school here, and dad was a machine dealer. And I didn't want to come to Colorado or something. This girl, my girl, but she's off the farm. She stinks like a farmer. You know? And she told that girl, she said, if it wasn't for my dad, your dad would starve to death, and so would you.
Well, she was really on the bit there.
Oh, yeah, she's
been gave it right back.
Today, yeah.
Well, that attitude was common, though.
I didn't realize
that.
That
attitude was common, that the farmers were the ones
were
that
just
were saving
good.
Civilization.
And the kids would hear it right at the time. The kids would hear it right at their meal tables.
Oh, sure. There was a lot of animosity.
Wow. Yeah. When do you think that started to change then?
Yes.
When the farm people got a little bit more prosperous and...
Yep.
And got cars.
Got cars.
And then it changed to beat the band.
You know, and more education.
And more education.
Yeah.
That's another thing. So few people, few kids from the farms were able to go into get a higher education.
Because you know the farmers need the town just as much as the town needs the farmer.
Well, that's exactly.
But at that time, it was not thought that way.
And then the young fellows, I suppose, stayed on the farm to help the fathers, took over the farms or helped out. Very few girls would probably have gone on to further education, eh? Education was a big thing, though, Frank. You're right. Education, what it changed.
Yes,
what it made a big difference for people, too.
You see, when I was going through school, you were expected to quit at grade 8.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
I was highly respected because I had finished grade 12.
And see, when I was going, in my generation, my parents who worked so hard on the farm made sure
that you had
that I had. Mind you, I guess a lot had to come from me too. I mean, I guess my older sister didn't. She had to steal them. She quit early because she had to steal them to help and whatnot. But I think some reason or other, I think I looked around and decided maybe I didn't want to be doing what my mother and dad were doing.
Yes, that happened in lots of homes.
Do you think that happened in a lot of homes?
Well, especially girls. They certainly don't want to be. I still can hear people that's told me that before.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know it happened in my own home. It, well, I was gone already, but my sister, she said, I'm not going to work like that.
Is that
mm-hmm.
sure? And it wasn't easy.
Yeah, she sure. said, I'm not going to sit here and when, quit school and milk cows, she said.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
I guess you know. Well, how many more things you got, Pat?
Well, Frank, what's the next question?
I just about covered everything, I think.
I think we've done very well.
I think we have. I think we've given
I'm sure
David a lot of things.
Well, I knew, we sat here one night and we talked about names of people who would be some good people to talk to.
Yeah. Well, you know,
one time, Val, not now, but